And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
And behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. You think on the saving of Christ's people, of God's people from their sins, and that God is with us. God has accomplished the means of our redemption and our reunion with Him in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. God, the Holy Trinity, has restored man to what God intended for us to be the beginning of creation. In our gospel this morning, we can see that our Lord Jesus Christ, as God and as man, fulfilled the law of the old covenant. Because he fulfills the law, Jesus receives circumcision according to the precepts of the Mosaic law, which he follows during his life and through his ministry. After the resurrection, baptism replaced circumcision as the universal sacrament of salvation and initiation into the church. Today, we no longer have to submit to physical circumcision, but we have to submit to a true spiritual circumcision. Today, our covenant with God, the new covenant in Christ, must bring about in us the complete submission of our flesh and its desires to God, and the complete consecration and sanctification of our body and soul to God. In other words, it's a circumcision of our heart, a circumcision that takes place inside of us. Circumcision of our heart must reach all of our thoughts, our desires, all our feelings, and get rid of everything that is in conflict with our search for God. All that stuff that keeps us from God needs to go away. The great commandment, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself," expresses very well what this circumcision of the heart means, and that it does not take place without a serious effort. If I look in the mirror, I can see all kinds of stuff now that I couldn't see before, since I got my eyes fixed. Before I got my eyes fixed, I didn't have any wrinkles or bumps or nothing. It was really nice. And it's opened a new world. But when you look in the mirror and you look at yourself, sometimes it's not pretty. If you look at your life realistically and your sin, it can be very daunting. It can be a depressing task of knowing what needs to be fixed and cleaned up. But what's our hope? What is our hope? If you look in that mirror and see just a mess, our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in Christ because He will save His people from their sins. And the fact that God is with us, He will save His people, me, you, and whoever else wishes to come, from their sins. And He is Emmanuel, God with us. God the Father is with us. God the Son is with us, and God the Holy Spirit is with us. We just have to use the grace and help He gives us to live a holy life. We've got to take advantage of the fact that He will save us from our sins and that He is with us, and use those things. We're united with Christ in baptism and by faith. And just as Christ grew and became strong in spirit, and the grace of God was upon Him, and He increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men, so we too can do this if we desire to work out our salvation. We can do that if that's what we desire and want to do within our lives. In the circumcision of our heart, a change takes place. And we seek the kingdom of God and serve Him and worship Him. Now, it's easy to be distracted by the worldly philosophy and the different lifestyles that are out there facing us. But St. Paul warns the Colossians and us to beware lest the world take you captive. St. Paul says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. You can be cheated from your salvation. For in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him. In Christ we are complete. We have everything we need, and He is with us. Who is the head of all principality and power, in Him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, and by our circumcision in Christ, in here. Buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. So we need to come as the shepherds did and see the newborn King. But even more, we need to come to see the living King and God in His church, in the divine liturgy, and in the Holy Eucharist, where we receive grace and help in time of need. God is with us in the world. God is with us in mankind. God is with us personally. God is with us in His church. God is with us by His Holy Spirit. God is with us in our worship. God is with us this day and for all eternity. That's good news. May we remember our baptism and the circumcision of our hearts, so that we may give thanks to God and to always remember in our daily lives and in our worship that God is with us, because He is good and holy and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.